Any devil that has not stopped following you, that is behaving like Pharaoh, that has Pharaoh's anointing, until they are destroyed, they don't stop. Pharaoh's anointing is such that until they are destroyed, they don't stop. And they are following you. This week, their wings will be knocked off in the name of Jesus. I said their wings will be knocked off in the name of Jesus. If they still don't stop, they will be buried in the sea. In the name of Jesus. Okay, sit down. But that was an alliance stroke alliance. They thought they were going after the children of Israel. They didn't know they were going after the children of Israel and their covenant partner. Remember when Joshua was in the promised land and the Gibeonites saw how much he had, havoc he had done to all these strong kings. The Gibeonite people came and pretended and deceived him into an alliance, into a covenant. Said they came from a far place. Only for Joshua to discover that it was a lie. So he was angry. But he said, well, I've entered into an alliance with you. I'm angry. You are people are treacherous. You are wicked people. God told me, you guys, naturally, you will wipe them off. But he has entered into an alliance. Covenant. You see, what kind of covenant? The type that you and I have. In fact, the one we have is stronger. You see why some people run into trouble? That doesn't mean there won't be offenses. And suddenly, these people now were attacked by some other kings. A confederacy of kings and alliance came against the Gibeonites. Said, let's wipe them off because they've gone to make alliance with Joshua. So the war of the Gibeonites became the war of Joshua. The war of Joshua became the war of the covenant-keeping God. Don't fight a covenant person. But that's the covenant person that knows his or her right in Christ Jesus. Please help, hear me well. The fight was going on. It was so tough. We got to a stage. Joshua saw that the dark will not help them. The darkness will not help them. He said, let the sun stand still. The moon remain in the valley of Ajalon. Why? Because what you call night and day, result of movements of these heavenly bodies. So he said, you stay there so that the sun can continue to work. Why will you use the phrase stand still? Why will you use the phrase remain? Because it's due to movement. So he stopped a process, a natural process, a supernatural natural process. He stopped it by a supernatural commandment. Why? Because the controller of everything was fighting alongside him. I want to tell somebody here, you will not die. You will live and declare the glory of God in the name of Jesus. You will see your children's children in Jesus' name. Expect the supernatural this week. In the name of Jesus, I say this week, whether it's your business, your job, your health, your ministry, I say in your personal life, expect the supernatural in the name of Jesus. So, nobody is ordinary. Everybody operates a covenant, whether knowingly or unknowingly. And that's the truth. What I'm saying is that it will be good for you to understand and operate it knowingly. It will pay you much, much more. And see, from what we saw, whether in the story of the Gibeonites and Joshua and all those kings that came together, or even in the World War case, covenants have levels. Covenants can be superior to themselves. So the fact that you're in a covenant does not mean that you have it all. The question is, what kind of covenant? After all, people are in covenant with the devil. People are in covenant with witches. Some are in occultic covenants. So does it mean that they are fine? They are fine to the extent that they are ignorant of the other covenants. But now that you know that there's a covenant with God, and how is covenant ratified? Through blood. Which blood? The blood of his only begotten son? The blood of Jesus? Then why won't you submit to a higher covenant that is able to save you from eternal damnation? Able to save you from natural destruction and eternal damnation. Able to give you a place among the ruling class of heaven. Why won't you do that? And that's why By the time you come to the book of Hebrews, in chapter 10, he said, the only one. He said, when finally he manifested Jesus Christ, he offered one an everlasting, eternal covenant. So none can be superior. And he offered, and I said, please, let's come boldly to the throne of grace. I've come to tell someone here, you are not as ordinary as you think. If you are a child of God, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, there is so much at your disposal. Nobody told them in the book of Corinthians. He said, don't you know all things are yours? Whether we're talking of principalities or man or king or anything or money or fame, all things are yours. Why will you allow things now to control your life? You are a covenant child of God. You play them around like you play chess and move pawns on the table, on the chess table. Let nothing possess you, because you have the capacity to possess everything. You are a covenant child of God. I again decree and declare the supernatural through the eternal, through the blood of the eternal covenant, in the name of Jesus. I decree, I say, the supernatural in your affairs, in your life, in your situation. I decree the supernatural in your health, in your marriage, in your finances. I say, over your life of your children, I decree the supernatural in your finances, in your ministry, in the name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, I'm not ordinary, in the name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, let them just say, in the name of Jesus, I am not ordinary. Jesus died for me. I'm above only. I'm never beneath. In the name of Jesus, my life is hidden with God in Christ Jesus. I am complete in Him, who is the head of all principalities and powers. And now, thanks be to God, who causes us to triumph always in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest.